prosecutors file more than two dozen criminal charges for a scheme to defraud the Tulsa Public Schools District. A city leader is against a proposed PSO rate hike, and a wildlife refuge marks a major milestone. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, June 4th. I'm Deborah Schar. State and local prosecutors are alleging three people defrauded Tulsa Public Schools out of voter-approved bond money. Ben Abrams has the details.
At a press conference Thursday morning, Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond and Tulsa County District Attorney Steve Koonsweiler announced they had filed charges against a former TPS official and two contractors. Prosecutors say the vendors were hired under bogus roof repair contracts and that no such work was ever done or even needed. Drummond says nearly $780,000 was siphoned away from voter-approved bond funds.
Every dollar stolen is a dollar that never became a safe roof, a repaired classroom, or a better learning environment for a Tulsa child.
The charges stem from a 2025 state audit of TPS, which found that the district had regularly failed to monitor its funds. Prosecutors say the district itself has been cooperative throughout the investigation. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
State regulators are considering PSO's latest rate increase request. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele reports on the proposed 15% hike.
The average customer would see about $25 added to their monthly bills. PSO says the increase is because of infrastructure investments already in place. On Monday, utility regulators at the Oklahoma Corporation Commission heard public comments on the rate case. One of them came from Tulsa Mayor Monroe Nichols.
The $25 a month rate increase is just something that I believe is untenable for our citizens. I say that knowing that it's important that we invest back into the infrastructure.
Nichols says the increase would compound with the city's public utility rate hike. He says residents will see a bump between 4% and 7%. Another opportunity for a public comment takes place June 25th, and a witness testimony is scheduled for June 29th. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
The Shawnee Tribe in Oklahoma recently acquired two properties in the Midwest. Thomas Pablo reports tribal leaders are hoping to help preserve these tracks in their homelands.
The two properties are in southern Indiana and Ohio. The Indiana location is enveloped by the Hoosier National Forest and sits next to another parcel already held by the tribe. The property in Ohio is near the State Serpent Mound, an effigy mound created by indigenous Americans dating back thousands of years. Chief Ben Barnes says Shawnee people were likely behind its creation.
These are lands that were originally homelands to Shawnee people. It's where we are from. It is the site of our beginnings. These places need protecting. And if we don't advocate, fight for the beautiful things of this world, those things will be consumed.
Barnes says by helping to preserve the area, he hopes Serpent Mound can become a World Heritage Site protected by the United Nations. I'm Thomas Pablo.
The Shawnee tribe is seeking a third property geographically closer than the others, but Barnes says he can't disclose the location yet. Before Oklahoma became a state, President William McKinley established a nature preserve in the Wichita Mountains. As Sarah Lisi reports, the refuge in southwest Oklahoma is celebrating its 125th anniversary and the conservation efforts that have come to pass.
A ceremony commemorating the 125th anniversary of the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge spanned all aspects of time, remembering the tribal nations who called this area home, such as the Kiowa, Comanche, Apache, Caddo, and Wichita. In addition to Comanche Nation citizen Timothy Nevakoya's flute song, the event chronicled the restoration of bison, elk, and prairie dogs, and allowed visitors to consider life 100 years from now in a time capsule project. Mita McCauley, a 66-year-old Texas resident, participated.
I've been coming here since I was a year old.
McCauley says she wants her great-great-grandkids to have what she had, and that the refuge can continue for at least another 125 years. In Lawton, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.